When Troy Stevenson left the Democratic Party earlier this year, after decades of political activism, his Republican colleagues were on his mind. Stevenson, who heads Freedom Oklahoma, the state's largest and most politically active LGBTQ rights organization, announced in July he was switching his party affiliation to independent. He says a lack of civility and an unwillingness to work with conservatives have stymied the Democratic Party.
My entire job is to make people uncomfortable. I mean, I'm an advocate. Part of my job is also to make people comfortable, to make my community comfortable, and part of doing that is to take the heat when they need me to. By training, I'm a lawyer, so I went to law school actually in England, and when I graduated, I moved back to the States and went to work for President Obama for about a year and a half, and then ended up working in LGBTQ rights for the last so many years. Growing up hearing about the civil rights movement and then having the opportunity to be at an age and in a place where I could actually make an impact on this movement. Coming in to talk to Chad Alexander, he's a local radio show host. Today we're talking about what happened with me leaving the party last week.
Welcome. I am Chad Alexander. Good Tuesday. It is going to be hot. Troy, you lead Freedom Oklahoma, which is basically the largest, most politically active LGBT group in the state of Oklahoma. And last week, you switched political parties from Democrat to Independent, which actually even made front page of the Oklahoman.
Well, it was page 7, but I appreciate that.
Well, I thought it was front page. But talk about what caused you to switch parties.
Rather than seeing people as potentially political opponents or even adversaries or potential allies, some of these folks just saw it as a betrayal of what it meant to be a Democrat, to be friends or be cordial even to Republicans. And it got to a point where somebody had to say something. I felt somebody had to say something. I am a liberal, and I believe in what it means to be a liberal, and I believe that means trying your best to do what's best for the nation and for other people. And for those to be the very people that were being so vitriolic, it was very disappointing to me.
I can understand that. When we come back, I want to talk about the lack of civility, the echo chamber, the things people are hiding behind that are dividing us so much. I'm Chad Alexander, 1520 KOKC AM, the Next Generation Talk Radio.
Well, it was a bad week. I mean, it was. I got some pretty bad phone calls, some people that were very upset. But at the end of the day, I think it had the effect I wanted it to have. People are having a conversation. And the most important thing any advocate can do is start a conversation. I still consider myself a Democrat. What made me officially leave the Democratic Party was the vitriol. I think we lived through it 8 years ago with after President Obama was elected, there was the Tea Party movement started, the name-calling, the vitriol, the violence in many ways. And I'm watching the same thing happen on the left right now. When it came right down to it, I had discussions with a lot of people, and it seemed like this might be the only way to actually affect some real change. But we can't do that if we encamp ourselves and call people names and alienate the very people that we need to move Oklahoma forward.